It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. And it's time for our final four, plus the rest of the SwampSwami.com Top 25. An endless parade of made-for-TV and conference wallets, conference championship college football games have been played this weekend. And after all was said and done, there really weren't too many surprises. Georgia is now 13-0, and they are still the best team by far in the SEC. Even Alabama knows it this year. And Michigan, 13-0, beat a rather mediocre Purdue, who's 8-5 team, to win the Big Ten yesterday. But Kansas State kicked a field goal in overtime to even the score with formerly unbeaten TCU. Now, TCU is 12-1 and Kansas State 10-3, but K-State was crowned the winner of the Big 12 Conference Championship on Saturday. But how does that make any sense after TCU went 9-0 in the regular season and defeated every other Big 12 conference team, including Kansas State? I have no idea, but that's why they play the games for money for television. Now, out west, Utah proved that they have USC's number once again this year. The 10-3 Utes ruined the postseason dreams of the USC Trojans, who finished 11-2 with both of their losses to Utah. And the Utes claim the Pac-12 championship to boot. So that means that Utah is now heading to the Rose Bowl to play Penn State. And meanwhile, USC is going to play the Tulane Green Wave at 11-2. Yes, the Green Wave is going to play in its first major bowl game since the year 1939 with its 45-28 American Athletic Conference championship win over 9-4 UCF. The Greenies and USC will do battle in Arlington, Texas on January the 2nd. Make sure to bring a calculator with you to keep the score. One of the best teams that you probably never saw on television this season, the Troy Trojans, finished 11-2, and they won the Sun Belt Championship on Saturday afternoon after clobbering 9-3 Coastal Carolina by a score of 45-26. Now, Troy will play another of the Rodney Dangerfield teams.
That's the story of my life. No respect. I don't get no respect at all. You can't get no respect from anyone. It's not easy.
And that's the Conference USA champion, University of Texas San Antonio, who also finished 11-2 in the Cure Bowl in Orlando, Florida on Friday, December the 16th. Now, the true reason why these generally meaningless conference championship games over the weekend were played is the same reason you're now going to watch an endless procession of generally meaningless bowl games. The television networks get to sell 3.5 hours of holiday advertisements in the weeks leading up to Christmas Day. The television contract money being paid to those major conferences must be recouped, so that's why you and I get to sit through an endless 3 or 4 minute set of commercials telling us about cars and jewelry and beer and snack foods and assorted other gadgets. It's a reminder of just how big a business that college football has now become. This past weekend, a select group of people was paid handsomely to go and sit in a lovely hotel just to watch this endless parade of conference championship football games on television. Much like February's appearance of the Groundhog, this special committee has watched every game and slept, though that wasn't very hard to do after most of the games yesterday, and has now rendered their decision, which America has waited to hear today. The 2022 college football playoffs will feature number 1 seed Georgia. Woo! Number 2, Michigan.
Yes!
Number 3, TCU.
The Hypno Toad.
And number 4, the Ohio State Buckeyes at 11-1.
Excellent.
Now, to the surprise of virtually no one except ESPN's on-camera staff, the playoff committee opted not to pair Michigan against Ohio State in a semifinal rematch of a game just played a week ago. That makes sense. Instead, Ohio State is going to have to prove itself against the current Godzilla of college football, Georgia. This New Year's Eve matchup will be played in Atlanta, just like yesterday's SEC championship game was. Hey, and good luck with that, Buckeyes. Meanwhile, the two other darlings of this year's college football playoffs are going to square off in the opening semifinal game at the Fiesta Bowl in Tempe, Arizona on Friday afternoon, December the 31st. Both Michigan and TCU have fascinated their fans in 2022. And TCU's quarterback Max Duggan was simply awesome in keying a fourth quarter rally which carried TCU into overtime against Kansas State. Michigan's balanced running and passing game and solid defense will present a huge challenge. However, TCU's secret weapon, the Hypno-Toad.
All glory to the Hypno-Toad!
Has proven to be a formidable obstacle for every TCU opponent this season. Beware, Michigan. As expected by most of us, Southern California, at 11-2, has been left out of the playoffs. They will now face the surprising 11-2 Tulane Green Wave in the Cotton Bowl on Monday, January 2nd. Now, USC's inability to tackle defenders was downright comical against Utah on Friday night. And fans who followed USC coach Lincoln Riley when he was coaching at Oklahoma can attest that defense is generally considered optional on most of his football teams. Now, though Alabama at 10-2 and their coach Nick Saban tried to convince America that the Crimson Tide would be a betting favorite against any of the other playoff teams except Georgia, America also noticed that it was LSU and not Alabama who was playing Georgia in the SEC championship game on Saturday. Now, Bama was fortunate to beat Texas and Texas A&M earlier this season, and on balance, that 10-2 mark for Alabama seemed to be on the high side of just about right this year. So please put down that crying towel, Bama fans, and go out and beat Kansas State in the Sugar Bowl on Saturday, December 31st. Now, Tennessee at 10-2 has been reminding everyone that they beat both Alabama and LSU this year. But unfortunately for Tennessee, they also lost to Georgia and South Carolina, both of whom are in the same SEC East as the Vols. So like Alabama, the Volunteers enjoyed a great year, but did not qualify for their own conference championship game. So they're going to travel to Miami to play in the most orange-colored Orange Bowl game in its history. Tennessee and Clemson are going to play each other in the Orange Bowl on Friday night, December 30th. Please do not adjust your television set. So now let's reveal the updated SwampSwamiSports.com college football top 25 rankings for the week ending December 3rd, 2022. At number 25 this week from the American Conference are only four loss team. It's UCF. Now UCF is going to play Duke in the Military Bowl on December 28th. At number 24 from the Sun Belt at 8-3, James Madison, who's not eligible for a bowl game this year. At number 23 from the Mountain West at 9-3, it's the Air Force Academy. Air Force is going to play Baylor in the Fort Worth Armed Forces Bowl on Thursday, December 22nd. Coming in at number 22 from the American Conference at 9-3, the Cincinnati Bearcats. The Bearcats will play Louisville in the Boston Fenway Bowl come December 17th. At number 21 out of the Sun Belt at 9-3, a good year for Coastal Carolina, who gets to play East Carolina in the Birmingham Bowl on December the 27th. At number 20 this week, from the Pac-12 at 9-3, the Oregon State Beavers. The Beavers get to play Florida in the Las Vegas Bowl on Saturday, December 17th. At 19 out of the ACC, it's the Florida State Seminoles, who play in the Cheez-It Bowl in Orlando against the Oklahoma Sooners Thursday, December 29th. At number 18 from the Pac-12 at 9-3, it's UCLA who gets to play Tony the Tiger. Well, no, they play Pitt in the Tony the Tiger Bowl in El Paso on Friday, December 30th. Number 17 in our Swamp Swami survey from the Pac-12 as well, it's the Oregon Ducks. Now they will play North Carolina in the San Diego Holiday Bowl game, December 28th. At number 16, also from the Pac-12, the champions of the league, the Utah Utes. They will play Penn State in the Rose Bowl on Monday, January 2nd. At number 15, the champions of the Big 12, it's the Kansas State Wildcats. The 10-3 Wildcats go to the Sugar Bowl now to play Alabama on Saturday, December 31st at 11 a.m. At number 14 out of the Sun Belt at 10-2, it's the South Alabama Jaguars. They get a New Orleans Bowl visit on December 21st against Western Kentucky. At number 13 from the Big Ten, heading to the Rose Bowl, it's Penn State. They'll play Utah on January the 2nd. Number 12 from the SEC at 10-2, It's the Alabama Crimson Tide, who will play Kansas State for the first time ever in the Sugar Bowl game on December 31st. At number 11 from the Pac-12 at 10-2, it's the Washington Huskies. They'll travel to San Antonio to play Texas in the Alamo Bowl on December 29th. Now our top 10. At 10-2 from the SEC, it's the Tennessee Volunteers, so get ready for that all-orange matchup with Clemson in the Orange Bowl. At number 9 from Conference USA, the champion is UT San Antonio. They'll play Sun Belt champ Troy in Orlando on Friday, December 16th. At number 8 from the Pac-12 at 11-2, it's the USC Trojans. They'll be traveling to Dallas for the Cotton Bowl game against Tulane on January 2nd. Number 7, it's the ACC champs, the Clemson Tigers. They'll play Tennessee in that all-orange Orange Bowl game in Miami on Friday, December 30th. Number 6, the surprise of the year from the American Conference at 11-2, the Tulane Green Wave. The Wave won the American Conference and now is Cotton Bowl bound to Arlington, Texas to play USC on January 2nd. Our top 5 begins with another big surprise team from the Sun Belt. The Troy Trojans at 11-2 will play UTSA in Orlando on Friday, December 16th. And now your playoff teams. Number 4 from the Big Ten at 11-1, it's the Ohio State Buckeyes, who get to play Georgia in Atlanta on Saturday, December 31st. The Swamp Swami number 3 team, the Big 12 regular season champion, TCU. Old Hypno Toad will play Michigan on Saturday, December 31st. Now, my rankings have flip-flopped the 1 and 2 versus what the playoffs are, but it really doesn't matter. Number 2 in my survey, from the SEC at 13-0, it's the Georgia Bulldogs. Now, Georgia's best win is over 10-2 Tennessee, and they will host Ohio State in that second semifinal game on December the 31st. And the number 1 team, despite what the other guys are saying, I call it for Michigan of the Big Ten at 13-0. And Michigan's best win this year, they beat an 11-1 Ohio State team 45-23. They'll play TCU in the first semifinal game on December the 31st. Get ready for some postseason football.